According to the last census, it takes most people in Southwest Michigan about half an hour to drive to work. But to make a living as an artist, you might have to travel across the country to sell work at art fairs and festivals. WMUK's Lorraine Caron talked with traveling artist Peter Zook earlier this month.
Early on a Friday morning, Kendall artist Peter Zook is in Kalamazoo's Bronson Park building his booth for the KIA Art Fair. He will repeat this setting up process at many other art fairs this year, from Washington and California to the East Coast. It's a way to get his work in front of potential customers.
There's a lot of people that go to shows and to buy American craft. You know, I mean, it's an opportunity for them to buy, talk to the artist that built the piece and have this bond with them, you know, and there's people that collect fine furniture. I mean, it's not what you would get in any other way, you know.
But traveling to art fairs can be hard on an artist. Zook says he relies on help from his family with the challenges of unloading and setting up, working the long show hours, and then tearing down and reloading what didn't sell at the end of each fair.
Doing this for yourself, I mean, you have to do the business end. That's a whole different mindset. You have to apply to the shows. You have to do all that, and then you have to go set up store, you know, all around the country, and hopefully have enough energy to deal with the public when the time comes.
And
you
the
know.
Weather.
And the weather. There's a lot of variables, you know. And
the hustle and bustle of an art fair is in complete contrast with Zook's usual routine. In the tiny village of Kendall, just west of Goebbels along the Cowhaven Trail, he has a studio and warehouse full of wood, tons of wood, ash, walnut, cherry, and redwood in pieces of every size. He favors wood with character.
A concentration of heavy grain, you know, a lot of eyes in there, a lot of pattern. You know, so you'll get, you know, some with a little bit of bark. You know, sometimes the bare skin is interesting, you know, so that's really pretty nice burl.
One of Zook's friends owns a sawmill and keeps an eye out for the more unusual chunks of wood that can be turned into art.
He comes across a good log he says, that looks like a Pete Zook log.
One of those Pete Zook logs has become a bench, put together with careful attention to the details in the wood grain.
I air dry these pieces and let them cup and bend the way they want. And then I like to keep that form in there. It adds structural strength and sculptural look to it.
Zook has designed a shelving system that combines artistic flair with interchangeable pieces. He uses email and the internet to trade ideas with customers.
Take a picture of your spot that you got in mind. I'll recreate that on my wall here, and I'll hang pieces and take photos of it, and we can go back and forth like that.
It's a tool that lets Zook spend more time in his workplace creating and less time traveling to art fairs.
I'm kind of going more and more in that direction because I don't want to do 13 shows a year forever.
Yeah. You'll find a link to Peter Zook's website at WMUK.org. I'm Lorraine Caron.